Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Friday finally upon us. And the Jacksonville Jaguars finally in London, so the game will indeed go on.
Good morning, Mully. Yes, happy Friday. The Jags have arrived in London, according to their X feed. They arrived somewhere around between 10 and 11 our time last night, 4 o'clock in the morning local time, London time. So we can now... and look forward to a kickoff on schedule. They were talking about what would happen if. There were all kind of contingency plans. Now the Jags are there, jet lagged, ready to go. It's got to be a quick turnaround. That's got to be a factor.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. There's no doubt about it. That's tough. I mean, that's going to be... I mean, there's no ideal time, as we've learned. There's no necessarily... a spectacular difference in record as to when you get there, but this doesn't seem like a good one.
Does not seem like a ideal way to prepare for a game for a 1-4 football team like the Jaguars, who might be a little bit desperate coming off a victory, but should have probably anticipated the weather situation in Florida a little better than they did. May not be a factor at all. The Bears still adjusting their body clocks. Did you see Montez Sweat faced the media yesterday, and as one of the stories described him, talking about the problem in buying clothes, the problem with the couldn't sleep on the flight over, and then he yawned in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, well, he's jet-lagged.
He yawned.
Yeah, well, the science, it's now the science of getting your body. What was the line from Fleet?
Big Science?
Mr. Big Science.
Was it Big Science?
Yeah, I think he called the... Okay, whatever it takes, just get ready, play a game. Let's see how it turns out. Should be a lot of fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun today. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So much to talk about, so many good things going on. I just gave myself a little applause.
You just clap. That's why.
I'm fired up.
You're fired up.
I'm ready to go, buddy.
Go team.
Yeah. We got people texting us about who will Joe take between Ohio State and Oregon? Oregon's going to kill him.
We're getting those texts already?
Already, man. I mean, I got to tell
you. Ohio State-Oregon is a classic Big Ten matchup.
Yes, that's exactly right. The new landscape of college football, it features the Big Ten matchup between Ohio State
Biggest game in the country on Saturday.
Yeah, should be a good one.
2 versus 3.
Yes. Do you think 2 and 3 have a case for one?
If the winner emerges with a resounding victory, yes.
I agree. We're still figuring this stuff out. It's going to take a little bit.
College football is hard to figure out in terms of how good these teams really are, because so many of these teams have come together so late.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's so many transfers and so many.
It's hard to know in early October exactly what you have, because you're not basing it on, well, this team has grown into this. And you're putting teams together somewhat on the fly year to year. So 2 versus 3 on Saturday. Looking forward to that.
We'll talk to Big Z at 7. I hope he went to that game last night. Did you see England lost to Greece?
I did not see that.
Wow.
There's a lot of sports I paid attention to last night. I missed that one.
I'm telling you, they're already calling for the head of the king. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not the king.
Not the king.
Yeah. Isn't that something? I mean, it's just
England lost.
He said he had a chance to go to that game.
And their home pitch?
On their home pitch.
Wow. Well, I hope Big Z went and witnessed that.
The whole world's gone mad. Cats sleeping with dogs. Nothing. No one knows what's going on.
I did not look at the England soccer team losing as a sign that the world has gone mad.
It's gone mad.
It has gone mad.
It's upside down world.
Bollocks.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal over there, I'm telling you. Okay, so the Bears are now, they were 2 yesterday, they're 1.5. Huh, they're still favored, but they're only favored by a point and a half.
Maybe people were waiting to see if the Jags would actually arrive.
Once they got there, they got half a point. Just for getting there.
Just for arriving, just for landing the plane.
The game will. I saw Dave Wannstedt, he kind of expressed that to us. He didn't say it, but apparently he took the.
I think he was hedging on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, he was.
He was holding out on us.
Yeah.
He likes the Jags. I know he holds a little bit of sway over your picks. So I'm very curious to see which direction you go.
I'm very curious to see which way I go.
You're skittish about this. You haven't made your mind up yet, have you?
No. I've made up my mind.
You've got an hour.
And I know I could tell you right now my pick, but I'd be robbing us of that glory.
I want the suspense to build. Yeah, yeah. I want to know up until you utter your prediction in about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we who knows?
We kind of know which way Dustin's going.
We got to make sure that there's nothing that comes flying in late.
That's a tease for all you listeners out there. Stay tuned.
You think we're going to get new information?
You never know.
Trevor Lawrence got up with a sore neck.
Yeah. He's trained his neck.
Beds are smaller there.
Yeah. Who knows?
Never.
He got in. He was so exhausted. He had Saturday night syndrome. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that? Where apparently, like, if you go into your room somehow overly lubricated and you sleep on top, this happened to a friend of my brother's. He slept over his
friend of your brother's.
His beanbag. No, he had a beanbag in his room. And he, like, slept with the beanbag in the middle of his back, and he, like, put his shoulder out somehow while sleeping.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, in college.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That does sound a little bit far-fetched.
And when I say sleeping,
yes,
it's more of like a blackout.
Right.
But that's what Saturday night syndrome is.
Yeah.
You sleep on your arm the wrong way because
we never know.
Collapse.
They got in late.
You never know.
Never know. Big weekend, though, both abroad and in town.
Yeah.
The Chicago Marathon.
Yes.
Sunday morning. Big deal.
Make sure you know the street closures if you're out driving around the city in the morning on Sunday.
Definitely know what you're doing. Definitely know where you're going.
That's right.
Plan ahead. Be prepared. Go out and root on your favorite marathoner. Coverage right here on The Score, 7 to 11 exclusive. The 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
I'm a huge supporter.
You definitely.
Yeah.
Of the marathon.
I am.
I love the marathon. Yep. Last year, I had the privilege of riding in the lead car. It's an amazing way to see the city, and I marveled at the coverage. Josh List does an excellent job.
Josh is great.
In charge of all of the coverage, and the team that does all the work is very impressive. So that's Sunday morning.
That's Sunday morning, and we will be because that is Sunday morning, because the Bears start at 8:30, if you want to get yourself prepared for Jacksonville, the pregame show will be on Saturday morning. It is on a special day, Saturday, and it will be on from 9 to 11, your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. You can join Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley and myself. We'll get you ready for the game. And that'll be on the Odyssey app, and then immediately following the game on Sunday. So you'll have all that waiting for you. And then on Sunday, you can watch the game and then tune immediately into The Score for the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech decking and railing and all of it heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Saturday morning, 9 to 11.
9 to 11.
Any baseball guests?
Yeah, that's usually our baseball show, but not this week.
Okay.
So if you want to hear some good baseball talk, tune in to the pregame show.
I can't wait to see your take on the Tigers.
There you go.
Previewing
I have a lot.
Detroit, Cleveland.
I've got a lot of thoughts on the Tigers.
I've watched
a lot of the Tigers. It, a pity they couldn't get it done yesterday.
It was.
Now you wonder.
Go back to Cleveland, but they do have Skubal on the mound.
Yeah.
They do have the Cy Young Award favorite on the mound for them on the road. This has been a crazy playoffs for road teams, so you don't have to really look at it as it's the odds aren't that great against them, but you would have liked to if you're rooting for the Tigers in that story.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You would have liked to have seen them finish it last night.
Yeah, I think for sure it would have been the way to do it. But as you say, having Skubal makes a load of difference, and hopefully they can score a run or two. It was interesting to see the Yankees get through and the Mets get through. You know, New York's covered. But it will be interesting tonight to see the battle for the hearts and souls of Los Angeles. Do you feel at all like the Padres kind of, how do I put it, that they woke the sleeping giant, they poked the bear, that
yes.
They got a little...
I have a bad feeling.
Uh-huh.
I have a bad feeling. If you're rooting for the Padres, yeah. I have a bad feeling tonight because you did not want this to return to L.A.
Yes, and it's Yamamoto on the bump against Yu Darvish. So there's an international flair to this one. What time is that game going on in Japan? I wonder how many people will deny themselves.
It's history making.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
First time this has happened.
Yeah.
And it is a big deal.
And it's a winner take all game.
Darvish is the guy you want on the mound for the Padres. Mm-hmm. Yamamoto struggled, I think, last time out. Or he has less experience in these situations. But the Dodgers lineup is one you fear because mm-hmm. you think that maybe Mookie Betts is hot now and wonder if Freddie Freeman is going to be able to play. Not sure about that.
Yeah.
But this is not the ideal situation for the Padres. They had an opportunity to close it out at home. They did not do that. So now I don't know. I think I'm feeling like the Dodgers are probably going to prevail.
Yeah.
Saturday night, not so sure. I think that the Tigers could win that road game because of Skubal, and the Guardians offense is still, they needed a pinch hit home run from David Fry.
That's right.
And then bunting home an insurance run in the ninth inning. So I just don't know. They win 5-4 against the Tigers. How about New York? Dustin talked about this before the show. How about Monday if you are a New York sports fan? They've got the Yankees and the Mets both in league championship series. And then Monday Night Football, the Jets Jets play the Bills. Can you imagine if the Cubs and the Sox were both in the league championship series on the same day that the Bears were playing in Monday Night Football?
Are you anticipating the new coach bump?
Well, the Bills have to. The Bills have to anticipate that from the Jets because you wonder, you see it happen all the time in sports, renewed focus, better energy, you make a coaching change, you get everybody's attention. Wouldn't surprise me if the Jets knock off the Bills. It really wouldn't.
Yeah, it could happen.
NFL.
I asked this question and we didn't take it into account, and that's okay. The WNBA Finals tipped off. The Lynx took down the Liberty 95-93 in overtime.
Wow.
It is a best-of-five series with Game 2 on Sunday.
It's a dramatic turn.
Huh?
Okay.
Did you see the leaks coming?
No, did not.
Did anybody watch live?
No.
A second of it?
Not one.
Okay.
I'm shocked to be talking about it.
Do you know when they're playing on Sunday other than they're playing?
They're playing on Sunday against football, I think.
At 2 o'clock.
Okay.
What is wrong with them?
Well,
seriously, why would you play on Sunday? And then if you play on Sunday, why would you play at 2?
I find this fascinating because I think that we saw one of the great jumps in television ratings when the WNBA got into its season and we saw they started traveling by private plane and everything changed. And the thinking was this was fueled a lot by Caitlin Clark. And sure enough, they once she was eliminated, their ratings have taken a hit. They're still getting the best ratings they've ever had. And I would imagine last night they got some good ratings for that game. But I think that it is still limited to sort of the niche sport thing. That, like I said, their best ratings ever, significantly better than before, but significantly less than they were getting when Caitlin Clark was still alive in the playoffs. And that's not taking a shot at anyone or trying to oversell something. That's just the reality of how many people were watching the sport for her and her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to sustain. I think next year they'll have, and maybe as you move forward, there'll be more fans that want to watch them throughout the entirety of the play. But right now it still hasn't broken through as, you know, kind of the sport that they hoped it would be.
I'd agree with that. I saw the first game was in overtime, 95-93, but I did not watch it.
Yeah.
I would say, though, you just mentioned it is increasing. Next
yes.
season is going to expand to 44 games. So, and they're going to have like a best of seven. It's not going to be best of five
yeah.
in like 2 years or something like that. So it's expanding.
Next
it's
year.
Growing.
Next year goes to best of seven.
2025.
Right. And that's good because, you know, you want to get more viewers on it. And usually the last couple games are ones where a lot of people jump on them. Unfortunately, I don't know how many people know it's.
Yeah, they got to do something about the calendar. I really yeah. don't care.
I mean, think it'll probably move back a little bit next year because of the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
This year,
probably.
So they got pushed back
yeah.
like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be a one and done for the final.
But we got, I mean, you know, the Blackhawks are playing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls are playing Saturday, another preseason game. But you're into the NHL season. You're building into, I don't know if you drove up to Milwaukee to see Bronny put on a show up there, but you'd be disappointed if you did. But they played in Milwaukee. I'm just saying, people love the Lakers. People love the NBA. So we're still in the baseball playoffs. You got the winter sports starting, and you got the NFL in the heart of the season. It's just a hard sports calendar to find a lot of people watching other things. You know, and I didn't even mention college football. And, you know, number two against number three tomorrow, as
yeah.
we mentioned earlier.
Yeah. It's not on my radar.
Yeah.
That game, guys, I just found out here on the Score.
Which game?
If you're driving around Saturday
Ohio
night.
State, Ohio, Oregon?
Ohio State, Oregon.
Is it
that's
really?
Great.
That's awesome.
Great.
6 o'clock, coverage that's, begins.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great. I like listening to football on the Score.
I like
last
the
night,
Score.
Ron Rivera last
Ron
night.
Ron Rivera is pretty good. I listened to him driving home from TV, and he was definitely a familiar voice. I'm like, wait a second, is that's Ron Rivera? And he's very good at that. Now, he did some radio right after his playing career was over.
Yeah, here at the Score.
Yeah.
He worked here.
Worked with you, didn't he? Didn't you
do a couple shows with him?
I
worked with Ron, yeah.
He's obviously knowledgeable. I like his ability to condense what he's saying. Like, for a guy doing it for the first time, I would imagine, I don't know, he's got a lot of experience, at least the first season. He's used to coaching.
Yes.
He's been coaching forever.
Yes.
And now he's in the booth and did a nice job.
Yeah, he knows the game. I mean, I think that's fair to say. So
he knows the game. He knows the radio game, too. So he's very
mm-hmm.
good at that.
Good
the
communicator.
Analyst. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's good stuff. So he's on the call tomorrow? Is that what you said?
No,
no
he did
he was
last,
on the call
night.
Last night.
He did last
oh,
night's
sorry,
game.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Confused us.
You know who's doing the Bears game for Westwood?
Who's that?
This weekend. Did you hear who's doing it?
No.
Somebody.
Peanut Tillman.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that.
Come on.
Yep.
Peanut Tillman on the call for Westwood One in London.
Really?
Yeah.
He's out there with the team as an ambassador, and then he'll be part of the radio call on Sunday for Westwood One.
Bet you he'll be pretty good at it.
I'm curious to hear him. I'm curious to listen back to the highlights after the fact.
I wonder if he'll interview the barber. He's traveling with the team. Did he get to know that guy a little bit?
Peter Tillman is working with the FBI. Is that
true? I know he had ambition to
if
do
he
that.
Isn't,
I thought he had become an FBI.
He went through
agent.
The classes, right?
Yeah.
He went through the training.
He would be a good football analyst if he were to devote more time to that. I can imagine him being very good. He's got a lot of opinions. He expresses himself pretty well, pretty clearly, confidently, and certainly knows the game. And this would be good for his profile, because he's going to at some point in time probably want to. Is he a Hall of Fame candidate? Was he a semifinalist? He's got the peanut punch.
Yeah, they cut the list down.
Yeah. He changed the game with the peanut punch.
Everybody does it now. Everybody. You see it at college. I even saw it in high school recently.
You see defensive backs try it instinctively now. Last night, you're watching the game. Right. It's happening in the 49ers Seahawks
game. That second guy in is always going for that punch.
By the way, Seahawks did not have it at home. I think they started fast. They came down. They're coming back to earth. 49ers.
Geno Smith misses Shane Waldron.
Geno Smith misses somebody. He misses receivers. That's what he misses. He was high. He was bad last night. They were open, and he overthrew early on. Boy, surprisingly off on his birthday.
Oh, was it his birthday? You're big with the birthdays.
Every time I hear now
he
birthday.
He wasn't 23, though, right?
No, he's all of 34. Yesterday? He's 34 going on 40.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.